There is an idea going out at the moment in the online RPG community. Now, this idea is not new. This idea has changed and evolved throughout the years and is the product of a great synthesis of a lot of conversation between a lot of content creator over on YouTube and now over in the podcast world of Spotify or Discord or whatever. And it's the idea of trying to define what role playing is. And it's not an easy thing to do. And so this podcast is going to be a critique of the four-dimensional model of role playing. So what you might have heard as like 1D, 2D, 3D, and 4D role playing. Basically it goes like this. 1D role play is when you have a lot of out of character talk around the table, people on their cell phone, people not knowing the rules, people having fun. What we used to call back then, you just the beer and pretzel approach, where there might be a child in the back crying and people running around the table and GM driven a lot because there's a lot of confusion around the table, stuff like that. The 2D model is where everybody's engaged, but they don't stay in character all the time. They talk in the third person. They don't necessarily talk in the present. They ask a lot of questions to the GM, a lot of opening the book, looking at the rules, a lot of numbers and mechanics are being involved in the discussion. In the 3D, role playing is the idea that you stay in character all the time. But there is a clear distinction between what the GM creates and what the player creates. So the 3D model is already really good. You stay in character, you don't ask questions. So instead of saying like, how big is the door or is the door locked, you stay in character and you narrate how you find out in character. But you are not creating stuff up out of your own imagination necessarily, or you don't create things in the world. In the 4D model, the 4D role play, you are in character all the time, and you do speak in the present tense all the time. You don't talk about rules just like the 3D, but the difference is that you create things in the world, you create stuff. Stuff that makes sense, you know, stuff that is true to genre, stuff that is consistent, stuff that is not game breaking, stuff that doesn't give you a mechanical advantage. You just narrate convenient things in the scene just to make things richer, faster, more fluid, more dynamic, and cooperative. So the 4D model, the last one, the 4D role playing, is also more cooperative in terms of storytelling because you create NPC, you create countries and land and stories and stuff, and that happens as long as it doesn't give you an advantage or break the game somehow. So these four ideas, these 1D, 2D, 3D, and 4D model, this is, some people call them layers, some people call them, you know, cultures of play. I've heard people call them what's the agenda or level of engagement. So it's a very problematic model because there's a lot of holes in it. But I'm gonna be fair and I'm gonna try to produce a nice critique of the four-dimensional model. So it's going to be called the good, the bad, and the ugly. So let's start with the good. This model is amazing because it's easy to learn. It's numerical. And it's also for content creators like podcasters and vloggers. It's fast to pronounce. 1D, 2D, 3D, 4D. We already know what you're talking about. You know, everybody gets it. As soon as they you know, you go watch Max Boivin, or, you know, which is, I think, I don't remember the name of his channel, but Mr. Max Boivin, or the other guy, 28mm, Shawner, Crispy, a Table Runner. These are the folks. This is the community, the RPG Crusade kind of people. These guys, they produced a lot of video. Now they are doing games where they show what it is. They talked about it for a long time, but now they are producing games online that you can watch what it is. Shawner has been very rigorous and constant in, like, taking online games and saying, this is 1D. You see this guy there? This is 1D. This is 2D. This is 3D. This is a little bit of 4D there, coming back on the 3D. And so it's becoming very easy to see. And so we used to have names. We used to, in character, as character. Or we used to say something like first person or third person. Or we used to say beer and pretzel. We had all sorts of expression back in the days. But now, with this four-dimensional model, it's super easy. Because it's also, it's easy to learn, 1D, 2D, 3D, 4D. It's kind of like has this aesthetic to it. It's kind of easy to grasp your head around it. As long as you understand that it has nothing to do with 3D reality and 4D reality in the physical terms, just a nice, cool, catchy name, right? Also, it's universal. Because when, you know, I just described it to you, and you can see. And if you go watch a session online right now, you can tell. Is it a 4D, 3D, 2D, 1D? You can even say, like, this guy was in first D, 1D, now he's like, now he's in 2D. When the game started 1D, now it's becoming 3D and 4D. And so you can see. And it's universal. Everybody around the world, people from the States, people from Europe, people from Canada, everybody, we can see it. And we do see it. And we know what you're talking about when you say 1D, 2D, 3D, and 4D. So that is a very good thing. So it's a cool, it's a good model for that. It's easy to learn. It's easy to get your head around it. And it is universal. We can see 4D players. We can see 3D players, 2D, 1D. Now, it's also a great tool for understanding roleplay. You want to teach a kid, when you want to teach someone how to reach the 4D level, for example, or how to get out or of the first and then the second and the third. And it's kind of like a graduating thing. So it's good for understanding. But it has some bad and ugly things to it as well. So let's start with the bad. So now that the good has been said, let's see about the bad. The bad is that this model is full of holes. Let's see what I mean. First, it depends on who you play with. Do you play with old people? Do you play with advanced people? Do you play with kids, teenagers? Do you play with veteran or newbies and rookies? Who are you playing with? It's gonna change. It's gonna change. Do you play with your good friends or you play with strangers? Yeah, I mean, you're not gonna reach 40 role-playing first session with a bunch of strangers. Forget about it, you know? So it's gonna start becoming very complicated very fast. Also, where do you play? Do you play in a cafe? Do you play online? What medium do you use? Discord, Zoom, or Roll20? Are you in a convention? The level of noise around you. That changes everything. It changes everything. Also, what game do you play? What genre? There are some games that cannot do the 40 by design. And a very popular one, very easy to see, Burning Wheel. It's written in the rules that before you roll the dice, You need to state your fort, your bonuses, your RFA expenditure. You need to state the consequence of a failure before the roll. There is so much thing out of character that you need to describe by design. So burning will never be a 40 game. So the four-dimensional model of role-playing doesn't work for all games. It is universal because we can see what you mean by watching all kind of sessions, but it doesn't apply to all games. You cannot play all games with that. That's all. That's easy to understand. It's by design. Sometimes it's written raw in the book. So you're gonna have to change the rules, or you're gonna have to find a specific kind of game. And that's so all of what I've just mentioned that I consider the bad is that it's very social contract dependent. So obviously, like these guys I've just mentioned, when they publish their games, their sessions online, they show their session zero. So they show their social contract, how deep and how precise and how important it is. So the four-dimensional model of role-playing, 1D, 2D, 3D, and 4D. The 4D model, especially, will depend heavily on social contract. So it's a social contract dependent model. And it's most people now do play with social contract, but not anyone, not everybody, not all groups. Especially depending on the context. Sometimes you just play online with strangers because you have nobody else. Sometimes you play in convention, no time for social contract on the corner of a table in a convention. That's not how it goes in a convention. So a lot of those ideas there about social contract dependence, so they definitely not apply to all situations and all people in all circumstances. Because when I say it depends with whom, some people just don't like to be in character all the time. It's just not their thing. It's just not their way of having fun. So it starts, so it's, we start to see the holes really quick. Another thing is that this is game mastery dependent. The 4D model, the one that where you are in character all the time creating stuff, everybody in the group needs to understand the game well. Because you don't speak about the rules, you don't talk about the rules, you don't call for roles. You shall not call for roles, right? If you are true to this, if you are a purist, if you are a real badass 4D player, you know that it's not for all games. You know that as soon as the system gets in the way, you mess up your immersion. So you know that you need never to call roles. And you need to never mention the number on the dice neither. So you kind of have, you need a strong social contract. You need a methodology to know that, okay, when the GM is talking in such a way or saying these words, that means that I need to roll my thing. So you need game mastery, system mastery, game mastery in order to be able to produce a 4D experience. And so the bad, one of the critique is that it's hard, and it's not everybody's going to be able to reach it for so many different reasons. So many different reasons that go beyond being a good role player or bad role player. So for me, that leads me to the ugly side of the model is the elitism, elitist, and founded on judgment value, because some of these guys, and I appreciate what they do, so I'm not criticizing them individually. I'm criticizing the idea of saying that 4D is better. When you say that 4D is just superior or better, this is the words that are used. There is good. It's a problematic thing because if you have a game that demands 2D, think about it. An investigation game where you cannot create the world, where there is puzzle solving, where you need to know exactly what the scenery looks like, because asking a question, okay, I'm a big defender of never asking questions to the GM. So I know how nasty it can bring a game down. You know, I know how bad form it is. I know how, because the 4D model is very time efficient. You can get more done. There's so many things you can do. So it's easy for people to see that the 4D model is better or superior. And I can understand the appeal, because we are elitist. You know, humans are elitist. Right? And you create a gradient, like first D, 2D, 3D, 4D, and you kind of see it as an eschatology where it goes better. And it's kind of like the first step is this, the second step is that. But I would say it doesn't work that way. I'd rather see the model, this is my critique, I'd rather see the model as four different tools to have fun, four different ways to have fun, none of them better than the other. They will produce different kind of experience that demand different, that some games demand. Some games demand some 2D, some 3D, and it will become confusing with the 4D. Especially when you play an investigation or a horror, you cannot create your own horror. It doesn't make sense. You know, if you want to create things in the scene, in the world, doing the 4D model, it's not going to be very scary. It's not going to be very psychologically demanding if you don't let the GM tell you how you feel sometimes, or if you don't let the GM decide stuff and you cannot decide. Because when you cannot decide, you don't have power. When you don't have power, you can be scared. And so horror, so investigations, and there's so many genres and so many games that just doesn't work well with the 4D. So it cannot be better. It's just different. Some people have problem with that nuance. Some people have problem with not making things above other things. But I'm pretty sure that the four-dimensional model of role-playing will be easier to teach, easier to sell when you stop making a judgment value about it being superior and about it being the best way to play. Just because there are people that know damn well that it's not possible and that it's not necessarily neither something that you really want. Because of the different genres and different games and the different kind of stuff that they demand. I think it's an amazing model. I think it's great. I think it teaches a very good thing. I also think that the crusade that some of these guys are on will definitely make a major impact in allowing people to get better at roleplay in general, because they're going to see the difference. They're going to be able to teach it. But it cannot be an eschatology. Let me tell you. Recently, I'm learning three different games. And so these sessions, the first sessions, everybody's in the 2D mode all the time because we're looking at the rules, we're learning the game. So the 2D is the learning phase. It's not below the 3D. 3D is when you reach a certain mastery where you don't need to ask questions, you know the rules, you stay in character all the time. It's an amazing place to be, 3D. 4D? You want cooperation. So some games will allow it more, some games will allow it yes, some genre will allow it more, some genre will allow it less, some cultures of play as well on the table, social contract. It depends on so many things. For the 4D to even be relevant, you know, for the 4D to be relevant, it needs to be aligned with all these things. It needs to be aligned with the social contract. It needs to be aligned with the game mastery, system mastery. It needs to be aligned with the genre and the game you play and so many things to be relevant. So I would not say that's 1, 2, 3, 4, like one's better than, you know, in order of being better. It's just different tools. For me, 1D doesn't even fit in that list, because 1D, you're not even learning. You're not even in, you're just not engaged. So seeing that as level of engagement, I don't agree. Because when I'm learning, and I'm in the 2D for three sessions, because it's a crunchy game, for example, and everybody's talking outside the character, asking questions to be better at the game, I am not below 3D. I'm just learning. But if it's been 40 years that I'm in the second, the 2D mode, is because I don't want to learn and I don't want to get better. You see, there is an appeal in that model. The appeal is to get better. This is performance approach to role playing. You want to be better. You want to get better. And you want to make people around better. So there's better games online and all that. And that's a personal journey, right? You cannot expect everybody to be on the same journey. And so I don't think it's good. I think it's the ugly part, the elitism and the judgment value. Because you can argue all day. There is some cooler videos, a list of argument why, the 4D would be better or superior. But here's a bunch of reason why it cannot be and should not be. I think it's I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about this. I like the model because it's an amazing synthesis of years and years of discussion, us, the content creator over YouTube, and I've been discussing about it brings light, makes it easy to see, make it easy to understand. But it's people kind of sell it as 4D is the best, 1D is the worst, and it's kind of like a gradient. And I think it's different things. I think it's not level of engagement. Because when I'm in the 2D, I'm super engaged. When I'm learning a game and I'm in the 2D and I have like three not so efficient sessions because we need to talk about the rules. I'm engaged. I'm engaged in the rules. I'm engaged in the mechanic. I'm engaged in the design. I'm engaged in all sorts of things. And when I'm in the 4D mindset, playing a game that makes it relevant to be in that mindset, well, I go in it, but those sessions are demanding. I get out of there exhausted. I get out of there. Especially, it's different. It's so different. So yeah, that's my take. That's my take on the four-dimensional model. I hope it's gonna get better as time, as people criticize it and talk about it. That's my, that's my take on it. I think it has an ugly side where you're trying to say that this is better when this hobby is not even about that. The games are so different. They demand different set of skills to be played. You don't play a Vincent Baker game the same way you play a 3D game or a game that is almost like a war game, like a BattleTech, So there's so many different things. There's so many things that this model doesn't cover. There's so many layers that this model, doesn't fill up. So yeah, that's my take on it. I appreciate it. I like the fact that these guys are producing sessions that they actually do it, so they can show that it's possible to do it, because there's not a whole lot of those 4D sessions out there. And yeah, that's my take on it. You can have preference. That's every we all do. That's what we do. We talk about games. Of course, we have preference. Some people do like the 1D. That's what they want. It doesn't make the experience less worth it. Because it's a matter of taste. It's obvious. We can, if we want to, theorize and say that 4D is better than 1D in terms of role play. Just by definition, it is. So we don't even have to make an argument about it. Just by definition, it is. But saying that one is superior, I don't agree. I can I'd never agree to that because there's so many different needs and demands and contexts and situations and stuff. What is it that you want to do? Some people want to have, they want to take a game, and some people want to take a horror game, okay, and kind of make it a joke and transform their session in some dark humor thing, and they take a horror game to do that. It becomes a dark humor 1D kind of game, and they have a blast, right? And there are some people who's gonna take the same game, let's say take Wrath the Oblivion, And they want to play it like super raw, super deep, super dark, super advanced, super like in character 4D. It's quite cool as well. It will produce very different experiences, but they cannot be the same as the same fun, right? And we know that. Everybody knows that. I feel like I kind of repeat myself here, but I think it's important. I just want to point it out. I think they are doing a great job with this four-dimensional model of role playing. These guys really push the nomenclature, the taxonomy. I think the taxonomy is very great. I think it's useful, but I think it demands still demand a little bit of work in terms of the way it is proposed and the way it is understood, because I do think that it doesn't cover all games. And it doesn't make place in the 1D, 2D, 3D, 4D to the games that demands them. Just like Burning Wheel. Burning Wheel has to be 2D all the time. You can have a moment where you are 4D a little bit and kind of gravitationate, you know, you gravitate from the 2D to the 3D to the 4D to the 2D to the 3. And it goes like that all the time by design. So yeah, that's my take on this model. Thank you for watching. I'd like to hear what you guys think. Let me know, leave a message, and I'll be happy to I'll also be happy to debate. You know, if somebody wants to debate me, saying that it's the best model, the superior model, the conversation is going to be boring because I'm going to repeat everything I just mentioned here. But I'm ready. I would be ready to do you know, maybe a round table. Another topic. But yeah, let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you guys around.